Cork Camogie manager, I suppose, a couple of days out from the championship, a big boost today with the new sponsorship deal announced in conjunction with New Ireland.
Yeah, obviously we're delighted that New Ireland have come on board, and I suppose it just shows really where Camogie has come along a long ways with a company really the size of New Ireland looking to get involved with us.
And now, as I said, just on outside the championship, how are you feeling about the start?
Yeah, I suppose, look, we haven't been going too bad. The last probably couple of weeks we've trained pretty good, so just probably looking forward to this stage, you know, that I suppose you always think that you need more time, but there's obviously very little we can do now.
At this stage, are you carrying many injuries or knocks?
Well, I suppose really our major concern really is Julia White, and probably looks likely that we won't have her back this season, so you know, we just have to work without her, and I suppose the main thing is that we know that now, so it just gives us time to get other people up to speed.
Is that a relapse in her injury, Paddy, or?
Yeah, just probably timing, really, just not enough time, and she's gone away for 4 or 5 weeks as well, which probably doesn't do her rehab any good, so, you know, just look at this stage, I don't think she'll make it back.
Okay, so we've spoken several times, obviously, during the league and the Munster Championship, but where's the progress been in your game, do you think, or your performance? What you can see in training heading into championship?
Well, I suppose the main thing is that we've got a lot fitter. You know, we didn't have everyone back really until maybe four or five weeks ago, so it was only really, I suppose, then we started training. So fitness, first touch has improved. I think the attitude has improved as well. Look, I suppose at this stage we know what it takes, and you know, when you start coming close to the group stages, you know, things, you know, I suppose mentally you get that bit sharper as well, you know.
And it starts with Waterford, who are up from intermediate. What sort of a start is that for you? Because I suppose, like, looking from the outside in, I'd kind of say, is there a fear anyway of a bit of complacency, or, you know, it's a perceived easy start?
Well, look, I wouldn't look at it easy. You can certainly see the way Waterford are approaching it. They're playing in Walsh Park. You know, it's going to be their first game up senior, so I would expect a lot of fire and a lot of passion in their game. And look, they have actually some very, very good hurlers as well, and I've seen a minor this year as well, and you know, they're starting to come really, so it's not a game that we would be taking lightly. I think if you look at our group matches, you know, we need to be winning the first three, because it could go into a very tricky situation after that. You certainly don't want to be going into your last two games with Wexford away and Limerick at home needing a result or two, you know.
Yeah, because I was going to say you've oh God, you've Waterford, Offaly, Waterford, Clare, Offaly,
yes,
then Wexford, and finish with Limerick at home. And, you know, you'd look at that group and say, you know, it really, it peaks at Wexford, and then we know Limerick won't be an easy game either because of your league meetings with them.
No, our last two are very difficult. Wexford away will be a very tricky assignment, and to be honest, over the last 3 or 4 weeks they've come in with some massive results. They've hammered Kilkenny off the pitch in the Leinster semi-final, and did likewise with Offaly in the final. So, you know, they've all their stars back, and to me, the team that probably will beat Wexford this year will win the All-Ireland.
Because Wexford are never too far away. Obviously, they're hugely successful over recent years, but you talk about players back, they're boosted this year?
They're boosted. They've Una Lacey back. You know, Kate Kelly is still there playing outstanding. Parrock is playing very, very well. You know, if you look back at them last year, without Una Lacey, they possibly should have beaten Galway in the semi-final that day. So, you know, they were probably never gone away as such. They beat us well in Glanmire last year. So, you know, for us to go down there and to try and turn them over, it won't be an easy assignment.
Right, and there's a lot of Camogie to come between now and then anyway, but if you look at the championship on a whole, Paddy, where's your title defence threat? Is it Wexford mainly, or who else?
Well, look, I suppose at this stage, all we're concentrating really is to get out of the group stage, whether it is first, second or third. After that, then, you know, you worry about, I suppose, it is the real championship didn't start, so you start worrying about other teams, you know. But look, you've Galway, you've Kilkenny, you've most certainly Wexford, and, you know, you've Tipperary and Limerick around there as well. So, like, which would catch a team if you're slightly off at all, you'd be caught by them. So, you know, I think that's the way it is. I think that this problem, in my 5 years here, I'd say probably will be the most difficult one, you know.
Okay, okay, it's going to be the most difficult one. But I would have thought last year, you know, it was a very difficult one for you to win or consider winning when we would have spoken at this time of the year because of the amount of players you've lost. But you've way more continuity this year.
We have, I suppose. Look, the only downside is that we're missing Julia White. And if you look at her contribution last year, especially in the quarter final and semi final, you know, like, to me, she was one of our standout performers. So you're missing, you know, another marquee player really this year. So, you know, you've got to get someone to replace that. So, you know, you can't keep replacing people every year. So it just gets a bit more difficult.
The three in a row has to be a massive target for you, even if you're not talking about it collectively or anything, but personally and everything.
Well, we're not certainly talking about it or concentrating on it. To me, it's a target. But it's a target way out there at the moment. So, you know, I think our target at the moment, short term, is to get out of our group. And you take match by match after that, you know. Look, you know, you look at the three in a row and it hasn't been done in 40-odd years. So that's how difficult it is. And I think the one thing you got to remember that, you know, it takes a lot of hard work to get to the top. But it's a lot harder to stay there. So, you know, we have that in mind. So it's just head down and keep working hard.
Okay, and game by game, it starts with Waterford on Saturday. A game you travel to Walsh Park for, and it's a 5:15 throw-in, keeping the Euros in mind, I believe.
Yeah, it is. I don't know, will that matter to the crowd that'll turn up there, really. You know, I suppose look the positive, really, and fair play to the Waterford County Board for making Walsh Park available. You know, we're playing in their main stadium. It's a stadium, you know, ground that we have good memories of, you know, as well. So we look forward to that. Timing really isn't an issue with us, you know.
And even just in news this week, in terms of Camogie and its promotion, the semi-finals are going to be broadcast on RTE this year, which is a boost.
Yeah, look, the more games that they televise, the better for the sport, really. And, you know, look, if the semi-finals over the last couple of years are anything to go by this year, certainly some of them are even better than the finals. So, you know, can only be good for the game.
Great stuff. Paddy, the best luck to you.
Thanks.
Eamonn O'Sullivan, we're on the days away now from the start of the championship, wasn't it, Go?
Yeah, really looking forward to it now. I think it's come upon us really quickly this year, you know. But training's gone very well now for the last few weeks. We've had probably 4 weeks off there now since the Munster final. So we've kind of really upped the pace here now leading into championship. So we're looking forward now to the next 5 weeks.
Things building nicely now, because I know that the league probably didn't work out as well as last year. I mean, you didn't get to the knockout stages this year, but then the Munster Championship was strong for you.
Yeah, certainly it was. I mean, like, yes, the league didn't go our way, but I suppose Paddy, like every year, tried to blend in new players, you know, and he didn't, you know, he didn't change that this year. So yeah, we didn't get to the league semi-final, but in fairness, we didn't get there because Limerick, you know, their desire, their work rate on the day, you know, was much better than ours. But I think we really upped our work rate, you know, leading into the Munster Championship, and we used those two games, you know, to our advantage. And, you know, they've been definitely two good games for us now leading into to Saturday against Waterford.
What about for you, Eamonn, personally? Because last year was a hampered year for you by injury. So how are you feeling about this year?
Yeah, no, all good. Ready to go. Looking forward to it. I suppose from our point of view, you know, we don't have too many injury worries, so I suppose that's good leading into the championship. But it is going to be 5 long weeks, so I suppose we all need to look after ourselves now and make sure we get through the 5 weeks.
The start against Waterford, they're the newly promoted side, and you're going down to Waterford. How will you feel about them as opposition?
Yeah, I mean, Waterford, they're up from Senior B last year. You know, they're going to bring a lot of hunger. You know, they're going to want to prove a point really in their first game. So I suppose from our point of view, we really need to bring the work rate from the start. You know, I think if we leave them in the game from the beginning, you know, their momentum and their confidence will build. So I think from our point of view, you know, we need to start strong and continue to move on, and I suppose set the scene really for the rest of the championship.
It's early days. It hasn't even started yet, but retaining your title and getting 3 in a row, Eamonn, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're thinking about 3 in a row at this stage. I mean, when we look at our group stage, we've got Waterford, Clare, Offaly, Limerick and Wexford. So it is a tough group. And the way we're looking at it is we need to get out of that group for a second or third. And whatever happens after that, then we'll go from there.
Best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Leanne O'Sullivan, how are you feeling a couple of days out from championship?
Feeling good. So it's always, you know, you're always going to be nervous for the first match. So I'd say once we get that underway, you know, the nerves will settle for the next few, hopefully. So,
what do you make of your group?
Every group is going to be tough. And especially, like I said, the first game, just to get the feel for championship. So, and you can't take any team for granted. So Waterford, our first game I know they're new to the senior setup, so you know they're going to be giving it everything. So it's a good group.
For you personally, when you embark on championship, have you personal goals you'd be looking for, or taking it game by game, or how do you take on the championship?
Growing up, for games, I'd always try and keep my man scoreless. So I think that's my aim for each game. But then once, you know, you start with senior, inter-county, you know, your players are going to score. So it's a lot harder. So I think it's a good challenge to have. And then just, you know, your own routines then for pre-match and hydration, and yeah, that'd be it.
Bringing the standards up every time, I suppose.
Yeah, every time. And then you're always thinking back to the last game as well, you know, and trying to prove what you can improve better for the next. So,
how many years have you been playing senior now?
I think this is my fourth, or third or fourth. I was brought up in 2012-13. I was doing my leaving cert, and I've just finished my last year college now in UCC. So,
good stuff. So this summer is different for you, and I suppose, like, there's a change for you personally in the sense that you're finished college now and everything, but at this stage in your inter-county career as well, you're kind of an established senior player now.
The competition is fierce, so you know, I don't think anyone's in a safe position right now, so I think you have to take every training session as it is, give it everything, show them why you want to be there. But I would say I've been there a while now, so hopefully it'll go well for
everyone.
Best of luck. Thanks, Amelia.
Rena, we're just you're here in a Cork Camogie jersey today. The championship starts Saturday. I suppose, first of all, on the Camogie, how are you feeling going into it?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, we've a tough group. You know, we have five games on the trot. So we'd be hoping, you know, to get out of the group first and foremost and get out in a strong position. That's our main aim. You know, things can go against you when there's five games in a row. But look, I think we've prepared pretty well, and we'll see how it goes.
And of course, hopefully it'll be a long summer with both teams, but a busy weekend this again. The footballers, you're out Friday night against Kerry.
Yeah, we're playing Kerry in the round robin section of the Munster Championship. So look, it's a game that's kind of tricky because it's not a knockout game, but I suppose it'll be, you know, very valuable to us to, you know, to see where we are and see how we're getting on since the league final and that kind of stuff. So looking forward to that game, and then it's a quick turnaround to Waterford on Saturday. So look, it's the start of the summer for us, and you know, we're looking forward to that.
And for the match against Kerry Friday night, because it's not knockout, like, how does that change it now? Because obviously there's a short term history there with Kerry when they won Munster last year.
Yeah, I suppose Kerry have been going very well the last couple of years, you know, and you know, they'll be a huge test for us. You know, it's certainly not a game we'll be taking for granted, and we'll be doing our best to win the game. And please God, you know, please God, it'll go well for us. Look, if it doesn't go well, there will be another crack of the whip. But look, we'll be doing our best in the game on Friday night.
And just finally, the Camogie match is away in Walsh Park on Saturday, but you're home on Friday night, so hopefully you can get a good Cork support for the ladies' football.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I think I saw on Twitter that I think it'll probably be the last or the only championship game we'll have at home, so it'd be nice if we could get a crowd out to support the team. But look, I suppose our job is to play the game and do as well as we can, and that's what we'll be focusing on.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Mark Kenny, the regional manager for New Ireland, congratulations first of all on your 3-year sponsorship deal with Cork Camogie, I understand.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're delighted to have signed the agreement and looking forward to a mutually beneficial relationship for the next 3 years.
They're all Ireland champions, obviously. So did that make it easier coming in and backing them?
Absolutely. Successful team, successful brand for the last 2 years. And we wish Paddy and obviously all the squad the best for the 3 in a row this year.
Yeah. What will be involved in your sponsorship deal over the next 3 years?
In terms of, I think it's probably a learn as we go in terms of first year, in terms of becoming familiar with the squad, in terms of how we can interact, in terms of how we can help them, in terms of, and as I say, just improving the recognition, I suppose, of the sport going forward.